The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Come on, say, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing on the floor. Turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. We've got it all to come today.
Welcome to Beyond the Veil, a ministry of Dayspring Chapel. Arise, shine, and excel. Located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. As Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79 tells us, according to the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet in the path of peace. Now let's listen in to today's message from Pastor David Oluwadara.
Do you have the proper ID to come before the presence of the Lord? But when Jesus came to the gates, to the doors, and the command was given to the gatekeepers to open and allow the passage of the King of Glory, they could not challenge the command, only to say, who is this King of Glory? Like Saul would say, who are you, Lord? Amen. Who is this King of Glory? Not who is this? Amen. Who is this is different from who is the King of Glory? Amen. Jesus came to the gates. Jesus came to the doors. And the angels commanded the gatekeepers, the principalities and power, the rulers of the darkness of the open the door. The King of Glory is passing through. Who is this King of Glory? Amen. Open the door. He has broken the gates of brass. He has cut the bars of iron and sun. He broke through. They recognize his authority. Hallelujah. Because of that, we now have a thoroughfare. We now have a thoroughfare through the heavens, by the blood of Jesus, by the life of Jesus, to the throne of God, where our life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Who are you? Who are you? Matthew 11. I said that who you are in Christ supersedes, subsumes, and submerges who you are in any other way. And who you are in Christ is what really matters, where it matters, before the throne of God. And it's what really counts, before who counts. And that is God. He's the only one who counts. Now, in Matthew chapter 11, we see John the Baptist sending some people to Jesus and saying, are you the one to come, or should we look for another? And Jesus answered those that were sent, oh, go and tell him, the blind see, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Basically, again, what you do is an indication of who you are. Who you are determines what you do. This is what I'm doing. So go and tell him who I am. This is what I do. I do this. Can you see this? Can you see that? Can you see this? Go and tell him who I am. Because these are indicators of who I am. The beauty of this is this. As they departed in verse 7. Matthew 11 verse 7. As these people were going back, Jesus began to say to the multitude concerning John, what did you or who did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaking with the wind? But what or who did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what or who did you go out to see? A prophet. Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. As surely, in verse 11, As surely I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Hallelujah. Amen. You see who you are in Christ? John the Baptist. No man comes close to his greatness. He's the greatest of all men. But Jesus can say what? He who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Wow, that's a depth right there. That's deep. Before John the Baptist, and up to John the Baptist, John the Baptist was the greatest. Now, after John the Baptist, with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, with the New Testament, the least in the kingdom of God, that which Christ has done for you in God, is much more. Jesus has elevated you above the status that John the Baptist had in the hold. Amen. Wow. What a great thing we have in Christ. What an identity we have in him. Wow. The Lord has elevated you. He has made you his own. Wow. He said, I will put my name on them. They are mine, saith the Lord. They belong unto me. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. What manner of love? What kind of love is this? That we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not recognize us, because they did not recognize him. But now we are the children of God, the scripture says. Even though the world does not recognize us, even if nobody recognizes you are a child of God. And he says, he still does not really look like what it should be. Yes, you are a child of God. And see yourself a child of God. But the Lord has much more for you. And he wants you to see yourself in him. And he wants you to see what he has reserved for you in him. Because as you see him, you will be like him. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God. Who are you? I'm a child of the kingdom. Who are you? I'm a child of the King of Kings. Who are you? I'm a child of the Lord of Lords. My Father owns the land. I'm a son of God. Wow, there's nothing bigger, better than that. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, some people appear and say, oh, I am, you know, by virtue of their last name. Oh, are you the son of the president? Amen. I am more than the son of the president. I'm the son of the president of presidents. How about that? Amen. I'm the son of the King of Kings. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm the son of the governor of governors. Nothing better than that. Who are you? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the depth of your word. There's yet more you want to say to us. But you said, you can't bear it now. I will talk to you later. I will give it to you later. Lord, we ask, O Lord, the dose you have given us today, help us to use it in the name of Lord. Help us to go in this might. In this might, you said unto Gideon, go in this, your might. Gideon said, who am I? Who am I that I should go and deliver the people? Moses said, who am I? And as you go and deliver the people, it's not who you are, it's whose you are. It's not what you have that makes you. It's who gave back to you, who gave birth to you, who gave birth to you. Your Father, your Heavenly Father, that makes you who you are. And it is in his presence, it is before his face that we are changed from glory to glory. He who commanded the light to shine out of darkness and shine into our heart that we may have the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Lord, in your face,
in your presence, O Lord, in your face, in your presence, may we be transformed, may we be changed, may we be transformed, may we be changed as we interact with you. O Lord, as we interact with you, as we fellowship with you, as we fellowship with you, as we read your word, O Lord, as we, O Lord, meditate on your word, O Lord, as we carry you, O Lord, with us, as you carry us with you, O Lord, from day to day, may we be transformed into the same image. May we be like you. May we be more and more like you. Hallelujah. That who we are in you, we manifest to the world around us. That we are not of this world. We are from above. And whoever is from above is above all. Thank you, Lord, for where you have placed us in Christ Jesus. Far above principalities and powers. Thank you. We reign in life with Christ. We reign in life with Christ. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the wealth, for the riches of this world. We thank you, Lord, for the power of this world. Lord, in the name of Jesus, with this understanding, O God, hallelujah, that you are with us. And he who ever touches us, touches the apple of your eyes. O Lord, that whoever persecutes us is persecuting you. Oh Lord, we are comforted. Oh Lord, we are comforted knowing that we are not alone. We are comforted knowing that we are not carrying the burden alone. Lord, we are comforted knowing that you are with us, comforting us, bearing the burden with us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we stand against principalities and powers that want to oppress us, that want to oppose us. Lord, that want to, oh Lord, be an obstacle, that want to hinder us. Oh, we say in the name of Jesus, we break through them. We break through them in the name of Jesus. We enforce that with the Lord that's already done for us. He has broken the gates of brass. He has cut the bars of iron in sunder. We break through in the name of Jesus. We break through every opposition. We break through every hindrance. We break through every limitation in the name of Jesus. We break into our destiny in the Lord, our identity in God, be manifest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
We hope you have been blessed by today's broadcast. Come worship with us at Dayspring Chapel, located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Again, that's 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Sunday worship is at 1 p.m., Bible study and prayers on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. You may contact Pastor David for prayers or counseling at 857-266-0778. Again, that's 857-266-0778. Until tomorrow at this same time, Monday through Friday, arise, shine, and excel.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.